This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The White House says U.S. intelligence officials have determined a Russian effort is underway to create a pretext for its troops to further invade Ukraine, and Moscow has already pre-positioned operatives to conduct a false flag operation in eastern Ukraine. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said the intelligence findings show that Russia is laying the groundwork through social media misinformation and framing Ukraine as an aggressor in the crisis.
We're concerned that the Russian government is preparing for an invasion in Ukraine that may result in widespread human rights violations and war crimes should diplomacy fail to meet their objectives.
Psaki charged that Russia has already dispatched operatives trained in urban warfare who could use explosives to carry out acts of sabotage against Russia's own proxy forces, blaming those acts on Ukraine. Russia has 100,000 troops, along with tanks and heavy military equipment, stationed along its border with Ukraine. However, the Kremlin has denied it is planning to invade. Thousands of supporters of Mali's government demonstrated in Bamako Friday against sanctions imposed on the country. The Economic Community of West African States, or ECOWAS, suspended most commerce and financial aid to the country after Mali's junta delayed elections expected for next month until 2026. Members of ECOWAS also closed land and air borders to Mali and activated the bloc's standby force ready for any eventuality. The move followed a proposal by Mali's junta to stay in power for up to 5 years before staging elections, despite international demands that it respect a promise to hold the vote in February. This is VOA News.